Welcome to another exciting edition of Subject to Discussion. I'm Sean O'Mac.
I'm Debbie Hall.
Welcome. A couple of weeks, and now we're bringing on the guest directly from the topic of the Rush Limbaugh program over the last couple of weeks. Michelle Collins on the phone. Michelle, are you there? Michelle?
Hello?
Michelle, how are you? Sorry.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hi. Now, for those who aren't aware about what voterism is, you may want to tell everybody what it's about.
Okay, well, voterism.org is a youth movement that was created to change two very disturbing trends in the last election, which was low youth voter turnout and low rates of youth sexual activity.
Very good. That's commendable, because I've been pushing for people to register and vote. Like, personally, for me, I get them to register and vote. You know, I don't care really if they vote for as long as they're involved in what's going on in this world. Do you agree?
Right, definitely. Well, voting obviously is, you know, you all know, very important. Not to mention sex. We think sex and voting are equally important, which is really why voterism.org was created.
Wow, very nice.
We're very forward thinking.
Yes.
Politically and sexually. And it's been a great success. It's gotten a lot of fun. Yeah, so it's got a lot of attention, clearly, but we enjoy it.
I'm sorry. Who created Votergasm?
I'm sorry, who created it?
Yes. Is that great?
Well, it's none of us behind it. Myself and eight others who went to Columbia, Harvard, and UW-Madison, and we're all 23 years old. We just have a lot of, you know, we're very disturbed by the kind of statistics we were looking at in the last election. And so far, the response that we've been getting has been overly positive, like very, very positive. People loving it. We've had over 20,000 pledgers at this point. We still have a month left until the election.
Yes, I too am a pledger. I pledge to have a Votergasm.
What level are you at, John?
I don't know. Why is there levels? I just signed up. I don't know. I took the pledge. I know that.
Yes.
But you don't know what level you are?
No.
Levels are very important.
There
are three levels. Do you want me to break them down?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay. The three levels are a citizen, in which you pledge not to have sex with a non-voter.
Absolutely.
For 4 years, right? But it's not, you should have to do anything other than just not have sex with a non-voter.
Yes.
Then we have the patriot level, which is you pledge to have sex on election night and withhold sex from a non-voter for the week following the election.
Okay.
And then we have the ultimate pledge, myself included, which is the American Hero Pledge. And the American Hero Pledge is to have sex on election night and then withhold sex from non-voters for the next 4 years.
Oh, brutal.
After all, I know. But you know, just looking at this election and the amount of young people who are going to vote, I don't think you're really limiting yourself that much by signing up to be an American Hero. But why have sex with a non-voter? Who's interested in that, you know?
Absolutely. I say, non-voters like a lesser citizen, right?
That's right.
Now, you mean any kind of statistics of, you know, how many are Democrats, how many are Republicans, or, you know, where is everybody fitting in and people are signing up? Do you have any idea?
Well, voterism.org is 100% nonpartisan, but pro-party, so we like to say. So when we ask people to sign the pledge, we do not ask if they're a Republican or Democrat. But if it's worth anything, I've gotten, you know, tons of emails, including some death threats, but we'll talk about that earlier. Tons of emails from people all across the board, conservatives, moderate liberals, everyone saying, this is great, we think it's a lot of fun, and good for you, you know, it's a great idea, and it's getting people's attention, so.
Well, we have an open chat room here, and we have a question out of the chat room, so how should married people pledge?
Oh, well, we are very couple-friendly here at Votergasm. First of all, as long relationship. We are very couple friendly and encourage all married people to take the pledge, and we think it's wonderful.
So, yeah, because a married couple has sex, and you know, they have a voter orgasm, and they have a mini voter orgasm in 9 months, right?
Right, yes!
Absolutely. I'm having my first baby, so there you
What's Rush Limbaugh doing? I listened to the show a couple times last week, and he was not really making fun of it, but he was kind of like, I don't know what he was doing. I mean, he was talking about it in a kind of way, kind of giving it the back of his hand. What do you think?
Well, he's a very complicated man.
Yes.
He's got a lot of feelings and a lot of emotional depth. So I understand why you were confused. That was the thing.
Yes.
Basically, on Tuesday, he kind of he had heard about a website. He read about it in a college, at Boston University's college paper. And he checked it out, and he went on his radio show to tell people, and I quote, he was like, let's shut him down. And he asked people, when he explained that it was called a tonight attack, where more people access the website than it can actually handle. And then, in essence, he shut the site down. So, of course, you know, he has millions of listeners, and they did shut us down for hours, but we upgraded our servers and took care of it. And we issued a press release saying, you know, Rush Limbaugh attacked voterorgasm.org, issued a denial of service attack, which, by the way, is illegal to do that. And he brought us up the next day saying, no, I wasn't trying to shut you guys down. I was trying to get more orgasm voters for you. More orgasm. I was trying to get more orgasm voters over and over again. It's like a Welsh of grape juice. You just want to roll it around in your mouth.
We have a new term for you that just came out of the chat room. It's called voterbation.
Voterbation, there you go.
Voterbation, well, listen, hey, hold on a minute. We are adamantly anti-masturbation if you are a non-voter.
Oh, I must have sex.
I mean, we're not going to really ask, but you'll know. We'll make a nice drawing from your palm. You'll know. We're going to continue with voter gas, and we might even come up with another project.
your background. Do you have a day job? You know, is your focus politics or sex or both? Or what is your background?
Well, look, I grew up in a rural Georgia farmhouse. I'm just kidding. I do have a sadly, I do have a day job, which is even more of a problem about that off because
it's a rural town.
I am a comic, and I have my own website, and
your address, please.
For my own website,
yes.
It's you can't make it out to blogspot.com.
It's you can't
make it up.
Make it up
at blogspot.com.
Okay.
Yes, it's really a blog. One of a small handful of Americans who have their own blog. I don't know if you've heard of these things.
Yeah.
just barely. Thanks to Dan Rather.
Yeah, Chris. Every time I say the word blog, I want to blow my brains out. I call it a blog, and it's just a shotgun. I just blow my brains out.
So you're
it's not involved after a blog, but I really do like it myself. It's hopefully funny and amusing.
So you're a blogger, Casper, right?
I'm a blogger, Casper. I love it. I'm a blogger, Casper. I'm going to put that tomorrow. Thanks, Sean.
So now you're a comic. Now, what would you do? Go on. You're in New York, right? You're in Brooklyn.
Actually, I live in New York, that's right, for the people in Brooklyn.
So you go to
Brooklyn.
Ooh, no, but what's your background in politics?
What's that?
Do you have any background in politics, or?
Well, I actually studied art history, and I'm more artsy, I would say, than political. But I do understand the importance of politics, and of course, I've been keeping up with everything going on with the election.
So what's the time?
I watched the debates last night. Loved every second of it.
Really?
The hotness of the Cheney Edwards action. I had a smile on my face all day. It's horrible, those two.
You had a voter gasm watching Cheney and Edwards debate.
Which came from the Jewish conservatives. Huh?
Who? Cheney or Edwards? Both.
I know you
did. Now, Michelle, what about the other candidates?
A job? I can just look at that all night.
Both that is.
Now, Michelle, what about
you? Cheney is like that, you know, master, that schoolmaster, you know. And Edwards is more innocent, boyish qualities, I tell you. I don't know, it was great.
Now, Michelle, I was going to ask you, what about the other candidates, the Libertarian, Green Party, and Ralph Nader? I mean, you're not shutting them out, are you?
No, no. Well, again, we encourage people to vote for whoever they want to vote for, but, I mean, my personal opinion is, you should vote for one of the two major ones only because it's really that important, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's that important that we kind of focus on the people who actually have a real shot of making it, you know?
Okay.
But that's completely Michelle Collins and not voted out, I'm saying that.
Well, somebody here in our chat room called you a master debater, Gasm.
I was a debater in high school, and my mother would say the thing used to be like, are you a master debater? I mean, you're a father, not eating it. I don't know if you guys know this, but in debate, at least in like the high school debate world, which is even tired, was extremely cool all back in my day. But we used to use legal pads, you know, to jot down notes. And they would call them flow pads.
Oh, yes.
So you guys know, yeah, do you bring your flow pad?
Right.
Like that Chloe on the pad.
What does your family think of this? Would you have the photogasm and you'd be involved? Do they know you're involved in this, or can you keep us on the down low, or what?
You people I work with?
Your family.
My family totally knows all about it, and they were very supportive. Even my brother, who has political aspirations of his own and thinks some huge embarrassment slash black sheep, he even supports it, which I appreciate that so much. My parents are really cool about it. They think it's a lot of fun, and are into it. The people that I work with do not know anything about it. I don't think they get it. Because they're all quite a bit older. And, you know, they think that I'm losing my mind, though, because my phone, like, rings off my picture of the day, you know. So I'm constantly, I'm running drugs or something, I'm constantly locking myself in the top of the call. Because everything I'm saying, like, it's fine. Find out.
Well, Michelle, we want to ask you, what if somebody in the chat room, is that your picture on the votergasm.com front page?
We're still thinking, if you are, there's a hired model on the website. Although, if you want to think it's me, who am I to stop you?
Okay.
We have models both with the teachers, and this piece is kind of becoming, I mean, it's funny how that rock girl is now everywhere, like everywhere you look, I feel like I'm seeing her face.
She's like she's got a few more orgasms, isn't she?
That's right.
I will guarantee it. I will guarantee it.
You say your brother's in public, is he running for office, or is he just...
Not yet. He's always been, like, the political one in the family, you know, which is why I think I kind of, when I was younger, shied away from it, but... that's what probably he just had a baby, so just had a baby. So we're probably not going to do it for a couple more years.
Okay,
he's a very serious attorney. Very serious.
We don't need our attorney as a politician. We've got enough of those.
That's right.
But you agree?
He's my brother, for God's sake. I love him.
Yeah, all these lawyers.
Great guy, but I agree.
That's kind of the problem with this, our country. There's too many of these damn lawyers are running it now.
But, no, it's true. I also work for lawyers.
Uh-oh. Anybody famous?
No. Next topic. Okay.
What do you think of George W. Bush? Has he been a good president? Or what do you think young people are coming from with it? Do they like him or they don't?
It's really interesting. It's funny. I don't know. I feel like, you know, here in New York, of course, it's a different view because it's a lot of liberals who live here. So it's hard to, like, gauge where America is right now. I really do believe that a lot of young people do like him. Even just from the emails that I've been getting, or maybe that's just because one value, you know, by the fact of the show last week, that it's funny. I don't know what to think anymore, you know, whether young people are more superior, more for Bush. To me, it seems almost like evenly split, depending on where you're from, you know what I mean?
So now, Michelle, do you get anything financially out of this? Obviously, you're getting something personally out of it, but is there any financial gain for you? I noticed that you had merchandising and you had all sorts of
things. Merchandise, orgasm.org.
Yes, we checked out the website.
That was so good from baseball. We play about merchandise. I do not earn a single day on set.
Okay,
that's ridiculous. Who gets that money?
The organization, we're non-profit. We do not earn as much. It's costing us money, that's the thing. You know, like, we're, I should bring up actually an important part of our work. And actually, the climax of the orgasm experience is that it's not orgasm parties on election night.
Okay.
Which, if you go to our website at orgasm.org, see, look up all your area and see where your nearest party is going to be. And if one's going to be in your area, you should definitely consider drawing one. These parties are just going to be a place to celebrate all the democratic freedoms, sexually and politically, that have been granted to us. And this should be a lot of fun. So these are the parties that we're planning for in New York. And actually, Miami is having a humongous orgasm party at Crowbar, which is like probably the biggest club on South Beach. We have some big things in store. But the point is, all these money, we're like making all kinds of things, cars, promotional materials. But we're not really complaining because it's really been worth it.
Now, Michelle, we've got a question out of the chat room. This is, please ask this question. Do you really think young people 18 years and older have the capacity to choose the leader of the free world, since most of them are getting their political advice from Howard Stern?
Wonderful question, anonymous writer. I think that if anyone can change this world, it's those people. I mean, to the same where they're coming from with the Howard Stern thing, but none of my friends really, I like Howard Stern, none of my friends listen to him in the end. I don't think that because it's a sweeping generalization, I feel like we're a lot more in tune and more intelligent than we'll often give credit for. Frankly, most of the sort of listeners, I would say, are like middle-aged men, that's my guess. So I think that we, if anything, we are the ones who are going to make or break this election.
Now, do you think John Kerry, do you like him, or?
I like Bush and Kerry for different reasons. I think Kerry has some really good qualities, and again, remaining strictly nonpartisan, he's not that gorgeous first. I'm sure he's great in the sack.
Kerry's very well.
Burning hot, boiling hot couple, love him. Great dealer, good charisma, their energy.
Great dealer, this party, they're
both Bush. Laura Bush, hotter than ever.
Laura Bush,
everyone in this talk looks gorgeous, you know.
Bush, she's kind of a librarian.
She is a librarian. That's why she has that cool
necklace in the
room. Yeah, you know, when she went, I'm sure she like washes her hair. She's got a little bit.
Now they're daughters, I can say. You know, those twins are pretty hot.
Is she hot?
No, the
Love the twin.
I heard Jenna Bush's middle name is Ann Weiser.
That's hilarious.
Jenna, that's an old name, but a good
It's such an obvious joke. I've never heard it. It's like the most obvious joke, and yet I've never heard it.
Really?
Michelle's writing all this. She's writing all this stuff down for her.
I'll give you material.
I'll give you guys a word about these Bush twins. They're hilarious. It's going in my next bath.
Were you performing?
I just want to, well, really, I haven't really been performing at all because I'm lazy, but I just want to add comedy that's little, mostly bars, kind of smaller bars. I'm actually doing a show as the spokesman of VoterGasm.org. I'm doing a reading at the Ars Nova Theater. I don't think any New Yorkers, well, I'll say it anyway, the Ars Nova Theater, which is kind of a well-known theater in Hell's Kitchen on the 28th of October. Doing that with some other kind of like well-known people should be fun. So yeah, I just, I'm kind of like a lady about town. You can't miss me, I'm very tall. You've been a tall comedian, it's probably me.
Yeah, well, if you ever come out to Las Vegas, I was going to say hook up with Sean and myself, and we'll get you booked here.
Oh, I would love to. I should have been in Las Vegas.
Really?
I swear, and I'm a genius gambler.
Really?
I am a genius.
You've got to come out.
Well, you know, here in Las Vegas, we have plenty of people who want to have orgasms.
That's right, really.
Plenty of them in the chat room, too. I know a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. So.
I want to get in on the chat room with that pop.
It's very wild.
Well, maybe they'll ask me to do their D-list celebrity poker tournament.
Well, yeah, what's his name on there? Was it Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Snizzle and Nizzle and all that stuff.
On the D-list one, it'll be like me, Andy Pickwell-Less,
Gary Cole,
Tom Bergeron, the host of Hollywood Squares, is how we do it. Honestly, it was like watching a douchebag robot.
But Mark McGrath is so nice to look at. Mark McGrath is great to look at. He's a honey.
I guess, but I see his cocky attitude.
Yeah.
Really rubs me the wrong way. I've heard a thing like, Better Back Network is very pro-safe sex.
Yes.
And people don't think we are. But I definitely am. So, not personally, and also professionally, very pro-safe sex. But I heard once that at a concert, he instructed these tween 13-year-old girls to have unprotected sex. He's like, throw those clothes in the trash! What are you telling these people to do?
Yeah, really. We have another question for you from the chat room. How will Michelle record in audio her election night votergasm for us to hear after the election?
Tell me something. Do you want to make open announcements? Do I look like an open heresy?
If you understand.
I look like an open heresy. What was that? Is there money? If I could profit from the sound or whatever this guy, I don't know, it sounds like a little fetish to me, but if I could profit off of that, then I'll consider it.
Well, he wants to know if he can hear a sample of how that might sound.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yes, you don't have to do it.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Usually, I'm a little operatic.
I'm kind of a ham.
You know, you got a nice deep voice. You should be able to have one hell of a motor gas in mind.
That's right.
Yeah, it'll be like zero with sugar and carbon.
How about Lynn Cheney? Lynn Cheney, Dick Cheney's wife, Lynn.
I just never see her. I can't picture her. I think I saw her for a second yesterday, but
she's
still more popular than ever.
Yes,
she's still in the rock, so she must be doing something right. You know what I mean?
I don't know. She used to do the Eastern Crossfire. CNA used to do the Crossfire show on the weekends. And she used to host it with some other left winger. I can't remember his name, but she's pretty tough. I feel like Dick Cheney is.
Is she? I really don't know much about her. I feel like she's been good about dodging the spotlight, although I guess most prisoners alive, no one really. Only Tipper had quite a bit of attention either.
You're listening to Subject of Discussion with me, Debbie Hall, and Sean O'Mac here on LVRocks.com. Our guest is Michelle. What's Michelle's last name?
Collins.
Sorry about that, Michelle.
Is it really to Joan Collins?
Joan Collins? Yes. Next question. Yes, I am. Next question. Every celebrity Collins, they came to my graduation party. It was amazing. Joan Collins. Well, I spoke with my bat mitzvah.
Ooh.
I'm joking.
Looking down the road past this election to 2008, what do you think is going to be out there, first of all, for? Do you think it's going to be Edwards or Kerry or Hillary?
That's a good one. I think if Kerry wins, clearly, I mean, Hillary is not going to be out of commission. I don't know. Maybe John McCain, I would like to see maybe get back in there. It's going to be interesting. If Kerry doesn't win, I think Hillary is going to be coming in like a freaking Tasmanian devil, you know what I mean?
What do you think of Hillary? Think she needs to have a voter gas? I think she's been asking for years.
Yes. Yes, I do. I wonder, it's funny, Clinton, from a strictly physical level, love the guy, really do. If you're listening right now, call me.
Yes. Sure is listening.
Clinton loves Lobby Rock. Are you kidding me? You guys should get a suit. I love sound by Two-Face and all that stuff. But anyways, Hillary, listen, I went to an all-girls college. I went to Bonner College, part of Columbia. And it was a very pro-Hillary school, It was kind of hard not to be, brainwashed by all everything you hear about her, and how amazing she is, and, all these great things. So, it'd be nice to see a woman finally run for something in this country,
Well, I agree, because back in when Mondale ran, I voted for Reagan the first time when he ran for re-election, when Mondale beat Ferraro under him, I voted for that just so we could break this barrier for him to get a woman in her place as vice president. So maybe.
Yeah.
I agree.
We'll see what happens. I'm hoping, just when you think America is ready for it, something happens where you're like, maybe we're not ready for it,
I'm just reading the chat room. You're making quite the impression, I must say.
Yes.
Action.
Hey, we'll give out the chat room. Go ahead.
LVRocks.com and go into the chat room and you give us your 2 cents about having a voter orgasm,
yes.
Or donate your 2 cents to the cause, right? voterorgasm.org.
Yes, oh, yes. That. On the very top of the page, top right-hand corner, there's a link. If any of you, Tell you Rock fans out there, want to donate even a dollar, we want to help people to pay. Everything else they're trying to put out in, like, some state college newspapers to try to get people on board. And I think now we're focusing on just having, like, kick-ass parties in every country, on, like, every state across the country.
Okay.
I'm a college graduate, so I'm coming.
Have you seen any of the candidates in person? Have you bumped into anybody?
like, once again, when I was younger, I was all about comedy, not so much politics, you know? And he was, the guy is like, so many getting out crazy. He is so nuts. And I had to meet him. The guy is so crazy. I just got to meet him. And I shook his hand.
Well, first thing, you have to give out your websites again, both of them, please.
Okay, I'm happy to do so. The main website that I'm here to speak about is www.photogasm.org, photogasm as it sounds, which to me is, again, something operatic and lovely. And my personal website / blog, Gunshot, is www.youcantmakeitup.blogspot.com. So the way to remember is you can't make it up.
I like that. Absolutely. What are your final thoughts to share with the listeners?
Well, you know, I'm just going to one last quick plug, so to speak, for Photogasm. It's just a wonderful thing. You guys should definitely all take our pledge. It's going to bring America together in a way that it's never really been brought together before. I'm seeing party lines being crossed. I'm seeing wonderful orgasms happening all over the country, as well as millions of young people voting on November 2nd. So, this is the website. Check it out. Check every day out. We have one section called After Trump, which is like a hot or not style game where people can rate their partisans on.
I read. Yes.
And anyways, it's a wonderful movement, and please check it out. And that's basically it. It's a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be coming back. Actually, you can come out to Vegas.
Yes, please.
Good luck. It
was great to get into some fun, fire, feather, catch up, and hop on a plane.
Yeah, really. We based the show on there. Plenty of other shows, I'm sure, related to the Empire of Avion and Wild Women of Las Vegas and the Daily Voice.
Are you kidding me? I'll talk to anybody. I want to be like the first showgirl comedian.
They want you out here.
Thing on, and I'm like a huge, crazy, excited out there.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks so much,
you
guys.
Have a good night. Good morning.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye. That was Michelle Collins of Photogasm.org.
Yes.
You can see the subject of discussion on Debbie Hall, Sean O'Mac on LBRocks.com. Come join us in the chat room.
Call in. 1-866-LBRocks. If you're in Las Vegas, of course, area code 702-338-8120. And I thought it was interesting. I thought they kind of lightened it up. We had Saab on last week, and Michael Bednarik, so a little different. I mean, it's fair trying to get to 18 and 30-year-olds, and if they have an orgasm, gets them to the balls.
It works.
Good bus America, I want to have it.
That's right.
To the balls. Yeah. But it was interesting.
It was very interesting. No, and plus, I really believe that this election, there is such a tremendous push. In fact, one of the guests I'm hoping for us to get on before the election is they're having a reception this Thursday at the Arts Factory, downtown in Charleston, Maine, here in Las Vegas. And graphic artists are coming together to try to get people to register to vote.
Really?
Yes.
The deadline's over with. The deadline was, I think, Saturday. It was
really?
The state register for a vote for the presidential election.
Then get people to at least vote. Okay, so not register, but at least get them to vote. You know, and in fact, our producer was telling us to give the toll-free number one more time, 1-866-587-6257. And, I really see a push. I mean, Oprah, so many people are featuring getting people out to vote this election more so than ever.
Yes. And, actually, of course, we're encouraging everybody to vote.
Of course, that's
good. Orgasm or no orgasm.
Right.
Go out and vote. And,
yes.
My alarm, go ahead.
Hi, caller, you're on the air.
First name, where are you calling from?
Vegas.
Hey,
she was fun.
Yes,
she was.
A question for you. I know it's not probably of interest to the national audience, but for the locals, have you considered having a local candidate on or having a show about the local candidate?
After the presidential election, we're considering it.
Yeah, because it's more of a national issue because, you know, yeah. This shows are worldwide. I mean, I don't think you want to talk about how you think about it, I guess. I mean, you know, it's just getting so close.
Yeah, it is.
Things. I mean, these local politicians are just, well, they're all full of it, but the local ones are just more blatant about it than the national politicians.
That's right.
And, you know, they got, Mr. Goodman's son trying to, take this woman's land from her downtown.
Right.
And you got Boggs McDonald saying that the last plantation is the Democratic Party because she's African American, and she's a Republican. And she, I mean, it's just like, this is nuts,
One sign, the signs are all over the place.
Yes.
I said one sign, I can't catch her name. I keep forgetting the stuff. So I say, that's good, but this is really hot block. Let it be something.
Sandra and Tiffany. What's that? Tell me a little bit. Oh, it's Sandra Tiffany.
Yeah. That's not right.
Yes, Sandra Tiffany. Yes, yes. She's running. She's actually accusing her. I'm going to tune deep into the local stuff. But she ever. She's still running, but she accused David Goldwater, who's running against the Lion Box McDowell as a county commissioner. She accused him of sexual improprieties, I guess, in the legislature. I guess, you know, I don't know what he was doing, but, yeah.
So now we see that your motives are not to figure out what candidates you should vote for.
Motivator.
Just you. Okay. All right.
Now, what did you think of the vice presidential debate, Dix?
Yeah,
he seemed like Edwards was in the principles of this for most of the debate.
Edwards was, for me, Edwards is too vague. He's a little too much like Tom Cruise acting as a scene in the movie.
Yeah, but they went the big football. They went 1 point to his stuff for me is when AJ took him. Like, I don't know, one of the least when he said it, he never made an assertion that Iraq, Saddam Hussein, was a connection to me. He said he never made a connection between Saddam and Al Qaeda. Said that kind of a few times now.
Yeah.
They're all forgetful.
That website that he promoted.
It's the wrong one. Well, it's George Soros.
Well, it gets you to the right one, though. I'm kind of afraid it could.
Because factcheck.com is by George Soros.
Which is now refreshing to some hate Bush site.
Well, Soros is a major funder of the anti George Bush groups by 2017. He pumped in $10 million into MoveOn.org, and he's put like $30 or $40 million on the campaign to get rid of Bush. So basically, he's the Democrats' Ross Perot.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
But the real site was factcheck.org.
Yes.
And a pretty interesting site.
Yes. Why would I have a few times? It's just, well, they have their voting records. Like, you know, he's, you know, oh, you know, his voting records are becoming smart park is who carries better for 20 some years. A lot of this is procedurally at the end of vote. The bill comes up. My cousin works for Senator Allen from Colorado, but he told me they mark up the bill, okay, and then the senators vote on it, whatever it is, you know, his original looks like, whatever it is, they might vote on it. Well, they don't like what's that already, they look at some pork and bomb on this, and then they vote against it, and they bring it back into committee, they rework on the bill, they send it back up to the Senate, and then they vote for it, so it's like back and forth, and then it goes into conference, and then it becomes a bill, and then Bush, you know, whoever president signs it, so it's...
How come they never defend themselves when they say that, though?
I don't know. I don't think they want to get into that nitty gritty. I'll be displeased over to hear about this procedural stuff.
Exactly.
This is something about the impeachment thing with Clinton. I haven't really paid attention to this.
Yeah, they do.
But I thought the debate was pretty good. I thought it was more, Zoom kind of knew it more than Bush and Kerry did the week before.
Yeah, I think it was definitely better than the first president.
Stood up for himself too, but he said this is his first time he's been in a one-on-one debate, which I find hard to believe because he only ran for Senate. How do you get that citizen without running for office? You know,
exactly.
Debate, which is boggling. But Edwards.
Oh, okay.
And the part where Cheney said, this is the first time I met you, when he walks out on the stage. And he said, he's the vice president of the Senate, and he said, I've never met you before in my life.
They're now saying all day and anywhere you choose on the radio, and he's saying you that, let's do this.
Well, we have another website we want to give out before Sean gets into some clips. This is from Trench Working. It's www.thememoryhole.org.
Yes. And I just want to go through some things, a little funny facts from the debate. 20 questions are asked by the moderator, but it's Gwen Eiffel. She does a Washington Week Review on PBS. 7,373 words were spoken by Dick Cheney. 8,207 words were spoken by Edwards. I don't know if they count that because it's some drawings.
No,
56 Cheney references to Iraq. 60 Edwards references to Iraq. 5 Cheney references to Afghanistan or Osama bin Laden. 29 Edwards references to Afghanistan or Osama. 43 Cheney references to the economy. I wish we would talk more about the economy because it's really 24 references by Edwards to the economy. 33 Cheney references to healthcare, 51 references from Edwards. So I missed the three counts on these things. The Associated Press must have found somebody in the people box and they say, no, you sit there and count those words.
Well, no, what they do is they do a transcript and then you just do word count.
voice you're going to get about the bounce out of this debate they had last night?
I
still think it's Bush's to win. I think the margin's kind of slipped. I think he's winning by at least 6 or 7% probably 1% or 1.5% for Nader, right? Unless something disastrous happened in Iraq, or all of a sudden he kind of drops to the floor or something. I don't know. I mean, just
one last question for you.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
How do we, as citizens, get them to get a more candidate? Open the debate.
Debates.
These candidates, third party candidates, why are they keeping third party? That's the problem.
OpenDebates.org, everyone's trying to get these debates open. And I hate to say it's got Ross Perot billions to get out of the bail off these states and put up an organization to be able to file these lawsuits to fight these things. And you have Bednarik, he's a good guy, and maybe he has the cash to pour the produce.
So it's ridiculous that.
But then they are.
Both, Kerry is a multimillionaire. Bush, his family's loaded. They're all ready. Nader's under his name alone because Nader, he's the CEO guy. Pulling up business and all that. But, there's a lot of people out there. Jesse Ventura, he wants to run in 2008. He better strike well somewhere in Texas because
he's banging around.
Yeah.
I think he's going to run.
Yes.
He's flattery enough to get some attention.
Bush gets in, and he's in 2008. 2008 is more open field than anybody. No incumbent. Unless Cheney drops out the last year and a half of the term, and they swing McCain in there to give him experience, and then McCain runs as the incumbent vice president. That could be what they're going to do. Because if you notice, everywhere Bush goes, McCain's sitting right next to him.
Yes.
So there's something going on. Because those two can't really get along. So it must be the party. It must be telling, hey, we want him to be next in line to run as president. I noticed that McCain and Cheney sort of morphed to look like each other. Brothers.
In my opinion, it's going to take somebody of celebrity. Because I was reading about Howard Stern jumping to satellite radio and how it was Joe Namath who got another football league. Because there was only one football league until Joe Namath, who was the name, jumped. It's going to take somebody of celebrity and somebody with money. Ross Perot was the closest. But it'll take somebody with his billions, with some kind of star power like Jesse Ventura, might be able to pull it off because he's very charismatic. He's not that well known. He is well known, he's on the fringe. We need somebody big who will create a third party.
Arnold,
but he can't legally run for president.
Warren Hatch has put a bill in this week to send a bill down for an amendment that will change the Constitution to allow a foreign-born citizen to spend a citizen for 20 years to run for president.
Right.
I'm against that. I think Schwarzenegger, okay, but no way is he run for president. I don't care how long he's on, he can be other years, but I don't think he's going to run for president.
But he just put the bill on the floor. It hasn't passed yet, and it won't pass. So, right now.
What do you think, Dixon? Schwarzenegger should be president?
Oh, listen to that song.
He's like, that's our
tail. That's a
tough one, man. Oh, no, you're
going to say no. I think I want to say no, but at the same time, I think there's also got to be some kind of statute of limitations on how long you got to be here to prove yourself,
Well, they said it to be a government assistant for 20 years. I like using an actor, but you just got to at least be able to say the names of the states. California. The president in chief or some identity over there. The commander in fine arms or something. I don't know.
I didn't think about that one long time.
But celebrity.
You're talking about Schwarzenegger. I'm talking about anybody.
I'm saying it's going to take somebody of celebrity caliber to create a third party. It really is.
Money.
With money.
Or somebody to back the celebrity.
Yes.
I'm actually in favor of a third, fourth, and maybe fifth one.
Oh, I agree.
Open it up.
But until we have somebody of that caliber, actually Schwarzenegger would have been a good choice had he been an American citizen already. Because, he's got that caliber that he can create a third party. He really could.
He never held any office, so I think at least could be elected dog catcher or something.
He's elected him governor.
I mean, I was going to just go from,
Ronald Reagan Rico is another one. He never really held political office, not really.
Governor of California.
Yeah, then he went to governor of California.
He really suffered the press has gone through his record. Federal, as I said.
Yeah.
It's a federal record.
I'm very impressed.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, and, you know, even Ronald Reagan, when he was running for president, I don't think could have created a third party. I really don't.
Last time, or whatever it was, because Trump was running
to me. Do you know what? Donald Trump can do it.
You think so?
I think so. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're crazy.
He's got the money. He's got the presence. I mean, you know, really, and there are people, you know, he would say his platform would be, look at the business. I'll run the country like a business.
That was Ross Perot's old
platform. Yeah, but he didn't have, well, first thing, he was funny looking. I mean, let's face it, Donald Perot. I mean, everyone makes fun of Donald Trump here, but I mean, he's on The Apprentice, and I mean, he's a catchphrase. I mean, people are very, they know who he is, they're very comfortable with him. Perot is just not camera friendly. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know,
he had aesthetics. $10 billion in the bank to get all those infomercials on TV. That's what their brand needs. You can get on the news, and that's what made Perot on TV. And he's 30 minute infomercials, so you get all the networks. And that's what put him over. Because nobody's paying attention to put those actions on TV.
And Larry King. But Donald Trump, he's camera friendly already. You know, I really know if anyone can do it, it can be Donald. Yes.
I got a great show.
Just bankrupt. Thank you.
Ask you those couple questions.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm going to go through the Electoral College, horseracerace.com, part of the Hardball and the Chris Matthews program. And at the Electoral College, at Bush, still at 217, and Kerry at 200 electoral votes. So, it's still the same. So, and in the latest polls, in fact, the Fox News Opinion Dynamics poll, as of today, is George W. Bush at 47%, John Kerry at 45%, Nader at 1, and other, not sure, at 6%. And we're also... if it was between Bush and Kerry, Bush would be 48, Kerry would be 45, and the other, not sure, would be 6%. And let me skip around. The American Research Group poll had an air poll had 800 likely voters, had George W. Bush at 46%, John Kerry at 47%, and unsure went up to 7. So some of these polls, the undecideds are going up since the debates. And if the election was held between Bush, Kerry, or Nader, expand a little bit. It would be 46 Bush, 46 Kerry, 2 for Nader, and 6 for unsure. So, and the ABC News Washington Post poll, all of them are out within the last couple of days. They had 1,170 likely voters. And Bush is 51, Kerry is 46. So, I mean, the polls are up and down like a yo-yo, but I mean, a lot of people don't. I have yet to hear somebody call me taking a poll. I mean, you know, who they call.
Yeah, really? Not us.
But I mean, it's still going to be interesting. I still think, whatever, if something happens bad in Iraq, it's going to, you know, turn things around for Kerry. But anyway, Paul Bremer, of course, talking about how he had two troops when he was in Iraq, and also Donald Rumsfeld also made comments about the plan as well. And quickly, I noticed the next day they backed away from what they're saying, and Kerry jumped all over it. And to make some judgments that protect the troops and accomplish the mission. But I mean, they're committed now, so I don't see it. You can't really,
that's right.
Even Kerry said you can't just up and pull the troops. He has to finish the job. Oh, I must have mentioned Ben Nurek. Actually, Ben Nurek, on a couple of these polls, has 1% of the vote, so he's hanging in there.
Yeah, really. So, barely, but hanging in there. You know, but have we heard anything from the Green Party or any of the other independent candidates?
I tried to get Michael Perutka on the show. He's on the Constitution Party, but. The Congress actually extended the middle class tax cuts. It's over $146 billion measure. It goes to the president. He signed it in the one of the battleground states yesterday. And but anybody can tell my news to me.
Okay,
I got load up on all this stuff.
I do. And then look what happens. How much time do we have left, Mr. Las Vegas producer, Con Guy? One minute. Well, you've been listening to a subject of discussion with Sean O'Mac and Debbie Hall at LBRocks.com. He said 1 minute.
I know.
Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Some incredible conversation. Thank you to Michelle Collins. Thank you to Jimmy Diggs and to our callers and to Han, our wonderful engineer / producer who keeps us in line. And just, hey, thank you, everybody. Go vote.
Good night. Have a pleasant tomorrow.
Yes.